Appreciate it. I'm going to need about 20 out of 15 minutes, so we're going to have to move through this pretty quick, and hopefully the pictures will tell. Yeah, all right. Maybe pictures will tell a lot of the story, and I'm going to highlight some of the advancements. So when we talk about recent advancements in tobacco production in Tennessee and Kentucky, we're talking about Nicotiana tobacum. Tobacco is still a really important crop in the southeastern United States, particularly Tennessee, Kentucky, the Carolinas, Virginia, and some other states you see here. Different colors represent different types of tobacco. But it's also an important country and important crop in our country's history. In colonial America, it was a major export. It also played a role, unfortunately, in bringing in slavery into this country. In the Civil War, even among our Civil War soldiers, the Confederates would often trade tobacco to Union soldiers for coffee and sugar and newspaper. Even a lot of us growing up, we heard Clement C. Moore's story, the stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. But recently, there's been a change. And this is a quote by Tom Hanks, who portrayed Walt Disney. And he said that we had a hard enough time trying to have Walt Disney smoke, who was a heavy smoker. It would have been R-rated, and it came down to not being able to light a cigarette or inhale a cigarette in that movie. So, a change. Again, when I was in college, cotton and tobacco alternated in the mid-90s as the top cash crop in Tennessee. Since the tobacco buyout, those acres have declined. It's a top 10 crop and no longer one of those top two. But before I started this position in August, I taught at the University of Tennessee at Martin. I thought this is a really good map they have hanging up in their ag building. And it shows a lot of the crops and the livestock, and it's really thorough when you look at the legend, cotton, dairy, protein, and a lot of the crops, even citrus, grapes, vegetables, but no tobacco. So what happened? And, you know, what happened, I think, are two things. Over the last century, evidence has been building that tobacco use, particularly smoking, is bad for you and has severe health consequences. The Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement in 1998, where tobacco companies paid states for litigation against tobacco health, states were using a lot of money to pay these health-associated costs. So Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement, tobacco companies changed the way they marketed, promoted, advertised tobacco, paid a lot of tobacco cessation education programs came out. And then in 2004, we had the Fair and Equitable Trade Tobacco Reform Act of 2004, and that was took away price support and taxpayers' money. The farmers weren't guaranteed a price anymore. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about tobacco chemistry, but I'm going to stick to this phrase here that was attributed to Abraham Lincoln and Mark Twain. I'm not going to talk too much about it, or you'll find out how much I don't know. So nicotine effects. Why do people use nicotine? The same reason, you know, people use any drug. It makes us feel good for a little while. And so it can be a stimulant and also can be a relaxant. It makes us feel better. It suppresses some of these negative symptoms or feelings. It's also an appetite suppressant. However, it is addictive. And it does cause cardiovascular effects that are negative, effects on blood sugar, raises blood sugar, and respiratory effects. And a lot of times we think about cancer. The close association with cancer is thought to be due mainly to tobacco-specific nitrosamines. And nitrosamines are nitrogenous substances. They're in a lot of our things that we come into contact with daily. But tobacco specific denotes that these are coming only from alkaloids in tobacco leaves and the particulate phase of tobacco smoke. There are four TSNAs that we're really concerned about. Of those four, NNN or nitroso-nornicotine is the one that is linked closely with cancer. So major efforts have been done there to reduce them. It takes an alkaloid and a nitrosating agent, usually nitrite from the reduction of leaf nitrate, to get this nitrosating agent, or in another kind of tobacco, nitrous oxide gases in the curing phase, to get these TSNAs. TSNA reduction over the last several years, has been a major emphasis in tobacco research. It's funded by the tobacco industry, and we've made significant advancements in the last decade. These findings have been incorporated into our recommendations, and in fact, compliance is required by the tobacco companies when they write a contract with the producer. However, I'm not saying tobacco is safe. It's still bad for you. But it is on the radar to make it less harmful. People are going to do it anyway right now, so we're trying to get a less harmful product. And there are challenges to overcome. So the rest of this is going to be a lot of pictures. I'm going to rely on those to tell the story. I think I'm assuming a lot here, but I would say a lot of you aren't familiar with tobacco production. It's a lot different than row crops. So we're going to go through a growing season. And then in orange, I'm just going to talk briefly about what can be done to reduce TSNAs. First of all, in Tennessee and Kentucky, we have dark and burley tobacco. Dark is mainly fire-cured and air-cured, used in chewing tobacco and moist snuff, and it has a higher nicotine content than burley tobacco that's used in cigarettes and is air-cured. Just a picture if you're driving along in one of these states and see the two tobaccos, dark is darker than burley. The cured leaf is also darker than burley. Before we talk about the advancements, the same advancements apply to tobacco as apply to corn, wheat, soybean, cotton, all of our other crops. These things have improved yields for all crops. Tobacco is different, but we have to focus on another thing, and that's the composition. So with fertility, important in all crops, tobacco does well at 6 to 6.6. It's a major user of nitrogen. The main thing with nitrogen is use enough to optimize yields, but don't be judicious. Don't use too much, or that will increase TSNAs. And if you side dress, keep it close to that transplanting date. Another thing is variety selection. Always with varieties, select for yield, the best varieties for your location. But something, the biggest advancement in reducing TSNAs has been work mainly done by the University of Kentucky and Jack and some others and Dr. Bob Miller. And they have identified varieties. Remember that chart that said you had to have an alkaloid and nitrosating agent to get the TSNA. Well, they've selected varieties that don't have a high rate of conversion from nicotine to nor-nicotine that gives that NNN TSNA. And this has been a huge step. So a lot of good varieties have this. And in fact, the contracts now require growers to use a low conversion or a screen variety that has this low conversion to nor-nicotine to cut down on the NNN TSNAs. Most of the plants now are grown in a greenhouse. This plant that is being held is about ready for transplanting, and tobacco is transplanted. It's not planted. This is actually Dr. Bob Pierce at the University of Kentucky, a tobacco specialist, and he's no-tilling tobacco. It is catching on in West Kentucky and West Tennessee, but by and large, we're mainly conventional tillage. After you transplant it, you just pest control mainly and keep the weeds, disease, insect at bay. Tobacco is a little different from other crops. We're not interested in seed production unless you're a seed producer. We're interested in quality leaf. So when that plant goes into the reproductive phase, what we do is that apical meristem, we break that flower out of the top, and we want all those photosynthates going into the leaf to make a bigger, thicker, higher quality leaf. When you do that, however, you release those buds at the leaf axils. It's still trying to go to reproductive mode. And if you don't do something, you're going to get suckers that will produce shoots and just make a big mess. So all these shoots on this one plant, those are suckers that were left alone. Poor quality, small leaves, curing problems. It's just awful. So we want to prevent that. The way they do it now, you used to have to break those suckers off several times during the year, top to bottom. But we have sucker control agents now that we can either broadcast over the top of the plant. This is mainly for burley tobacco, or we call it oiling, sucker control, where we apply these things down the stalk of the plant. So we have maybe a high boy or a tractor with a sprayer on it, but then people walk behind and spray this, and that sucker control agent will run all the way down to the base of that plant, because you want suckers control the entire size of the plant. What you don't want is to splatter. That leaf's big enough, it's not going to damage it, but if those leaves are small, sometimes, depending on the material, it will damage the leaves and lower quality. get this pointer here if I can hold steady enough. But usually, here's a bud and it's brown, and that tells you that's a pretty good idea that the sucker control agent did a good job. Then if it's a dark crop, it'll level off, those leaves will droop down, and that one's approaching maturity. The burley is a more upright leaf variety, but it'll still, when you look across that field, get more uniform. Cutting hasn't changed much since Jamestown. We've tried mechanical harvesters, but they just especially with, now flue cured in the Carolinas, they do mechanically harvest those, but dark and burley is still backbreaking work. You take the main tool is this tobacco hatchet that this gentleman's holding here. And you cut that tobacco down, let it wilt. The main thing to reduce TSNAs is harvest at maturity. A lot of times after topping, when those leaves are getting the photosynthates, the longer you leave it out there, the bigger the leaves, the thicker the leaves, the more weight, and tobacco is sold on weight. But if you leave it past a certain point, then TSNAs start accumulating, so you try to harvest timely. Then you spear or spike those plants. The next tool is this metal spike that you put over a tobacco stick, and you spear those plants on a stick, usually about 6 plants per stick, and there's some spike tobacco. A lot of people will leave, particularly burley, out in the field to lose some of that weight, let it field wilt, and then it's a little easier to handle. The main thing with reducing TSNAs is get it up within 3 days after that. Again, you kind of have to find the sweet spot, but TSNAs are accumulating. I went backwards. There we go. The tobacco is picked up even. We call this a rolling scaffold or a tobacco wagon or a flat wagon. You pick that up and bring it to the barn to house it, a tobacco barn or outside curing structure. With burley, air-cured tobacco is what they're putting in the barn, but house it, same thing, crawl up in the barn and just hand it up. House as soon as possible after cutting. That goes along with harvesting at maturity. And don't do it with free moisture, dew, or rainfall on the leaves. That can increase TSNAs. So you want the tobacco to go in dry. You also want adequate ventilation, so you don't want to overpack the barn. You want the sticks spaced out along these rails or tier poles. You also want those 6 or so plants per stick spaced evenly out where you can get airflow through there. Air-cured tobacco, a cured facility is going to have these areas where air can come in. It's not going to be tight. So again, ventilation is key, but you don't want excessive ventilation or you'll get poor curing quality. Dark fire tobacco is a little different, or dark fire cured tobacco. You also hang it up just like burley. You want it spaced right, but then you'll build fires under it. And any of you that have maybe cured hams or sausage or something like that, it's the same principle. You put down hardwood slabs covered up with sawdust and light those fires under the crop and then let them smolder. And so if you go in this area, even now, about time, 2 minutes, even now you will see these barns smoking, and that's curing that tobacco, that's giving the leaf qualities that the growers and the buyers desire. And firing is key. You want the fire cured tobacco, fire it no longer than necessary and control that temperature and the duration of that high temperature to keep TSNAs low. Stripping, again, labor intensive. You pull those leaves off, mainly by stalk position, also looking at the quality of those leaves, and you want it moist or supple enough where those leaves aren't breaking and crumbling up when you're doing it. So you have to put some kind of moisture or casein on there. Again, you don't want too much casein or moisture. You want those leaves just wet enough to be supple. And then they're prepared in a bale or a box and given shipped to market. You don't want to leave them in storage longer than necessary because TSNAs increase with time. Avoid high moisture tobacco. Going back to that first thing, we made a lot of gains. I think tobacco is a lot less harmful than it was 10 years ago. We don't hear that much, but it's on the radar. It's the major focus of tobacco companies now is to make it a less harmful product. So still challenges to be overcome. You can find this information in the Tennessee-Kentucky Tobacco Production Guide. And I'm sure I don't have any time for questions, but I'll be around for a few minutes. I appreciate you listening to it.
Well, thank you. Yeah,